The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Indeed, at 8:40 on this Friday morning, as names go, I realize that my name is not a real uncommon name, Paul Miller. I'm just surprised that it took until last summer before I had another Paul Miller on as a guest here on the morning show. But he's the president of Presbyterian Villages of Michigan Foundation. They've got a huge fundraising campaign underway, and we want to follow up on that and see how it's going. So, Paul Miller, good morning.
Good morning, Paul Miller. Happy New Year to you. I thought we were going to break down the successful Lions season first off, because I think when we started talking, they started rallying off some wins. So
you're right. It was a
bigger fish to fry.
No, it was a fantastic finish to the season, and I think it gives us all some hope for next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I got a kick out of Dan Campbell was on with the Manning boys on Monday night, and I thought he would mention Paul Miller interviewing Paul Miller as the as the secret sauce, but maybe next time.
Well, yeah, hey, we don't need the credit for it as long as it worked. Absolutely, Paul.
Yeah,
last time, go ahead.
I was just going to say the true winners are the Blue Water region for this project that's coming up, Paul, to serve 400 older adults at Lake Huron Woods in Fort Gratiot.
Well, there's a huge need for affordable senior housing. That's why this campaign for the ages was launched, isn't it?
Exactly. Paul, and I mean, your listeners there, I mean, the state of Michigan, let's face it, is an older state now. Not by just age of how old the state is, but just the residents living there. And in each county, they're getting older, and the Blue Water region is there, too. And if you're faced with the need for affordable housing that most individuals can afford, not the ultra rich, there is not a lot of options. And then if you're on the other spectrum where you're very low income, there's severe long waiting lists. And so we looked at our existing property at Lake Huron Woods. It's been around for 20 plus years and said we had the land to expand it. And we reached out to our partners in this project is the Port Huron Housing Commission. Jim Dewey, actually, is the executive director, is the chair of the campaign for the ages. And then we also are working with the Area Agency on Aging Region 7, and they helped develop the first phase of this project, which is a PACE program, which I could elaborate on if we have a moment, that is already up and running at Lake Huron Woods.
Yeah, Sunrise PACE is a nice new facility, and it really solves a problem for a lot of older people, doesn't it?
Exactly. So the first phase of this campaign was to build. We had some philanthropy in all places, Baltimore, Maryland, and then Chicago, Illinois, that invested in Port Huron along with the Area Agency on Aging, had dollars. So we were able to construct Sunrise PACE. And it is for individuals that are nursing home eligible but want to live in their home. Paul, I still don't know. I've been doing this 17 years, and I've asked people who's looking forward to living in a nursing home. Now, there is a need to live in a nursing home, but I don't think anybody's running in line to do that. People can live at home, get bused to the facility at Sunrise PACE, get all the care, all the socialization they need in one location. What a relief if your listeners are a caregiver out there that are having to maybe cut work a little early to drive mom or dad to their appointments, or mom and dad are listening right now and feeling a burden because they maybe don't drive anymore. So if you're 55 and older, again, 55 and older, and you want to live independently and get all the care in one site, I would encourage you to look at Sunrise PACE.
Yeah, it's a great new addition there. And then what are the next phases? What else is on the horizon for Lake Huron Woods?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Paul. So there are multiple phases, and one of them is right at the foothills of starting sometime in late spring, early summer, is an apartment building right on site for individuals, predominantly with lower income, to live on that campus. That is, we'll be breaking ground sometime soon. Good news is, I mean, the whole project itself, Paul, is about $38 million and will serve 400 older adults when it's finished. You can imagine 400 older adults that are looking for a place to live, wanting to look for care and services. They'll have the opportunity to be served by this project. Now, when we talk about what's going to be starting, it almost, you lose track of what's needed to get started. So you mentioned the fundraising campaign. We've been charged to raise 10% of the construction. And the good news is we're about $500,000 to our goal. We're going to do this project. For the listeners out there, we're going to be providing good, affordable housing, ranch-style housing right on the campus, again, with the PACE program. That's going to happen. The question becomes, if there are listeners out there that feel strongly about having a good, solid senior living with services right in their community, the last $500,000, we want the scope not to be cut back or taper back something because we don't have the dollars. Mm-hmm. That's the, I take it, Paul, as taking something from good to great or from a B to an A. The listeners can take this to an A. And that's what we need the last bit of philanthropy for.
Yeah. So it's kind of coming down the home stretch. How do people go about doing that if they are so inclined?
Good news is we have a fund now at the St. Clair Area Community Foundation. So a lot of your listeners are familiar with the foundation, work with Jackie Hanton there. So very easy if you already give to the community foundation there. We have a fund set up for Lake Huron Woods. Also, visit PVMF, again, Paul Victor Mary Frank.org, PVMF.org, and there's a campaign for the ages spot there. And then also, Paul, just on a different note, WTV, are you familiar with them, Paul?
I'm sorry, what?
EBWTV?
Yeah.
They were kind enough. We have about 6 videos on this expansion project. And if there's a listener that wants to learn more, let's say, about PACE, or they want to learn more about what's happening on the campuses, you can go to that same website, which is pvmf.org, and you can take a listen to these videos that offer a little bit more for the user to learn more about what we're doing. So they were kind enough to shoot those videos, and we have 6 of them.
Sounds like the project is moving forward at a nice pace. Appreciate getting the update on that, Paul. We'll continue to update this as it moves forward and reaches its next milestone.
Paul Miller, you got a great name, and you're doing good things there. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you, Paul Miller.
All right. Take care, my friend.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.